This is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com, replying to True American on the topic of the Mind series. Wow, 5 years, 5,000 hours, and while holding down two jobs. Okay, that definitely defines motivation beyond anything I've known, and I can be a pretty motivated guy myself. So, but yeah, I got to say, it shows. Now, would I say, oh, 5 years, five? No, what it shows that you definitely, I mean, I can hear it in the songs. I can hear it the way you definitely put a lot of work into it. That much is obvious. And I didn't realize it was that long ago that you did this, because it sounds really clean to me. interesting thing about the drum machine, too. It's like, whoa, you really overcame the limitations of that. Wow. So, yeah, very innovative. And that's the thing. You know, having to do it with, you know, and I'm sure as time has gone by and you all the new stuff that comes out, you must look back on that and go, oh man, I wish I would have had this equipment back then. Which kind of reminds me of a little personal anecdote. Back in 1980, I was designing what I called the auto mixer, and this was, you know, with 1980 technology, like a 6502 processor. I was like laying out a relatively modular 8-bit bus driven system that would be used to actually control mixing during a live performance by our garage band. That's what I wanted to do. Of course, resources and time and everything else kind of kiboshed the project. Not to mention that back in those days, even such things as, like, you know, the way analog was handled, you know, just getting the analog handled, and I wasn't even looking at converting it to digital, because the A to D converters back in those days were, yeah, this was 1980. This was back when transistors were notoriously hissy. But, yeah, I know what it means to be limited by the technology, and that's the thing. I used to be in a garage band, and I wanted to be a rock star, but then life had other plans for me. So now, after working my butt off for 20 years and finally getting a little time to take a breather, I find myself kind of drifting back towards doing music again. And this time, I've got a lot more to say than I did when I was 20. I've got a few things I've picked up along the journey I like putting back into my work. And so, yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I think about back when I was young, like, oh, I want to be a rock star, I want to be a rock star. But what did I really have to offer back then? And it's like, eh, you know, raw talent. You mentioned raw talent. And, you know, how do you turn that into a finished product? Well, that's what production's all about. But, but oh, and thank you, by the way. I'm just like, oh, raw talent. Oh, I love it when True American says that, you know. And, yeah, you know, the stuff that I've been putting out, you know, getting back to me, is, you know, the stuff I'm putting out is single session, and what I'm really doing is just trying to figure out how to write songs, because the biggest thing that has plagued me ever since my GarageBand days is I've just never been able to write music that I liked. And just this year, really, I started writing stuff. First off, as kind of a lark, you know, one of the other bulletin boards I hang out, I started, you know, this whole Hibernate Renmei thing. It unlocked my muse somehow. And so now I got over my perfectionism, got over myself, and said, hey, I'm just going to write some fun gag songs. And so that's kind of how that got started. And then in the process, I started, hey, you know, I could probably write some more serious songs. And so the whole thing I'm going through right now, and this is a fairly recent development, like I said, this year, so it's a matter of months that I've been doing this stuff, as opposed to, you know, years or decades. And, you know, it takes a little while to come up to speed. I'm still learning, you know, how to run the software and everything else. But but what I'm doing right now in terms of strategy with regards to music is learning how to be a composer. That's what I really need to do first, is how do I write songs? And most of the stuff I'm kicking out now is very simple. I'm going to put a song up that I did. It's one of the first songs I did this year. it's sort of a country tune, and it was just sarcastically simple. For example, that little rap gag I did, Shia Hibernate, I deliberately made that just drums and bass and threw in just a little keyboard on the chorus, and that was it. And the whole point was I was taking a slap at rap music. But, you know, the truth is, and I used to be a real snob about rap. I said, oh, that's not real music, that's just jump rope talk, you know. But the thing is, as I started actually doing more of this hip hop type stuff, I'm really developing an appreciation for the kind of talent it takes to do good rap music. I'm not talking about just, you know, formula stuff. That's like any other music style. You can hear the formula stuff and you go, yeah, it's formula. But there are some hip hop artists out there that have some serious talent, and they know how to throw it down. And I'm coming to appreciate that more. I'm becoming less of a musical snob. and you know, that's the thing you mentioned, like musicians' music, the stuff that you make there. You know, and you know what I'm talking about. When you're listening to music, you hear every part. You can isolate any of those things, and you go, oh, so what's this guy doing? And you listen for the ad-libs, and you look for the little patterns. And, man, in your music, oh, man. See, that's the thing. When I first heard the Mind series, I was, like, overwhelmed because there is a lot of data in there. You are, and, you know, you got this contest going on, and I'm going, all right, how am I going to decode all this? And you, oh, there's a clue in that last podcast, is there? So, I was a little overwhelmed. And then I started digging. And by the way, that happens every time I listen to a new Yes song. In fact, my pattern for Yes music is, first few times I'll hear it, I don't care for it at all. And then usually about the fourth or fifth time, I'll go, oh, so that's what they mean. And then all of a sudden, it's my new favorite song. So the Mind series, actually, what's interesting, I didn't quite, I didn't have the expectations I have for a new Yes song. Whenever a new Yes comes, I'm always disappointed it doesn't sound like the last one, right? You know, so in your case, it was pretty much a clean slate. So I didn't have that initial, oh, I don't care for it. It's more like, huh, okay, that's interesting. Let's see what True American's doing here. And then as I started listening to it more, I'm just going, whoa, okay, this is pretty sophisticated stuff. And I'm listening to it more. And man, the way you used it, you know, and now I'm hearing about how you did it, I'm just stunned. I'm like, whoa, because there is a thematic consistency throughout the whole Mind series. And there's you know, what I love about it, and I know you really focus on technique and polish, and it shows, man, it sounds great. And you're right. That's a good thing to do. And here I am. I just kick this stuff out the door after about 8 or 12 hours. I'm done, you know. But although I'm starting to come back, and I'm going to start, you know, getting more into that, too, as time goes by. But, wow, over five, it's just incredible to me the kind of, I love the style. I love the phrasing. I love the little tricks you do and the way you craft the music is just impressive as hell. It's a tour de force. I mean, that was actually, I was thinking, you want a name of this album? How about Tour de Force, man? Because the way you mix the parts and the way, you know, you have the instruments interact with one another is really quite, it's just something. And it's amazing the way the movements progress. And so, yeah, yeah, I'm not just laying some cheap lip talk on you there. I really dig this album. And yeah, you mentioned, oh, I can get a higher quality version. I might have to talk to you about that. You know, figure out some, you know, double blind set. But no, it's pro grade, man. There's no question about that. And now that I have a little more background on how it was made, I'm just even more impressed. It's like, you know, I'd be impressed if I could sit down with a modern digital studio and do something like that, because there's some thinking that went into that. There's a little bit of thinking that went into that. Anyway, talk about droning. Here I am just droning here, blah, 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 in my long little podcast. But I just wanted to kind of give you some feedback on your feedback. And hey, thanks, you know, for the encouragement. I'm definitely going to keep going at this. Now I'm definitely going to do more music. I'm liking this. But, you know, I like to do a lot of things, too. So what I find is I kind of mix the music in as it fits. And then, you know, I got a novel to finish. I want to finish that up. And it's like, you know, oh, gee, the new Renaissance man, you know. And I kind of get into it. It's kind of fun. I got sketches I want to do too, and you know, just kind of do all that fun stuff. But yeah, I am definitely going to want to hear more from you. And you know, being a pro and all, yeah, you want to make sure you don't just give away the shop. But at the same time, you can use these lower quality podcast, the lower quality podcast medium to promote your stuff. And, you know, and then save the really good stuff for, yeah, hey, how about a little money in exchange for all these, you know, thousands of hours of work I've put into this. That's reasonable. But, yeah, you know, and people, oh, commercial, whatever. You know, it's podcasting. Screw it. Anyway, this has been a really incoherent rant by Magic, who's working on his composer skills and will eventually get into better production values. But, you know, True American, no question about it, man. like I said, I'm playing the hell out of the Mind series, and yeah, I'm looking for more stuff. Oh, and by the way, you want to talk about rock? Yeah, I like to rock. I haven't really been doing it in these early offerings, but I've got some songs lined up that I think have some energy to them that people will like. And, you know, good rock, you know, sure, you throw a little distortion on the guitars, but that's not what makes rock rock. You know, what makes rock is power. And I got some stuff. I got some stuff. I'll have to trot that out once I get it all mixed and everything like that. I mean, there's some stuff that I've just, like, conceptualizing. I need to slap it down on some tracks, but yeah, I got some stuff too. So we might have to play "I'll Show You Mine" if you show me yours on the music. All right, this is out of hand. We're over 10 minutes now. This has been Magic of LowTopSecret.com, coming back to True American on the Awesome Mind series. Until next time, ciao.